Thank you, ladies. Thank everyone for singing today. Wasn't that great singing? Good crowd today. We have a lot of our folks quarantined today. What they're doing is just making sure if they've been around somebody or exposed, they're going to wait till they get a test or get beyond a period of time so we protect one another. But I want to tell all of them I miss them today, and I do understand what you're going through, and I thank you for caring about everybody and trying to protect yourself and everybody else. Amen? If you have your Bibles, I am struggling this morning. You ever been that way? Yeah, I'm just struggling. Hey, Joel, good to see you. Joel's had a lot of underlying conditions, and been through it a lot. I'm good to see you this morning. You ain't no prettier than you used to be. I mean, amen. I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. And as you're turning, I want you to do me a favor. You're all connected to somebody on social media. If you're on social media, will you please share this? People in the auditorium, people that's listening. This may not help you, but I'll tell you, it'll probably help somebody that you are connected to. And I want to say this going into this. Several years ago, I preached this title, not this message, but this title. I started to change the title. I don't want to change the title. But it's brand new. It's got 7 points to it. I never had points in the last one. And to be honest with you, the title didn't even originate with me. I originated with an old preacher that's been going for several years. I just heard the title, caught my eye, and I thought I'd preach it this morning. And it's timely, I will tell you that. So turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, and we'll start reading just dive in verse 14, and then we'll read to the end of the chapter. And I only got one verse, and I want to spend some time on it this morning. I believe it'll be a help to you. I tell you, we got a lot going on here. A lot of folks are hurting this morning. The Bible said, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Now he is just going to give you some one-liners. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all the appearance of evil. A lot there, amen? I want you to look at verse 18. And I'll give you, what I'll do is a little exegesis of this verse, give you my title and my points, and we'll go home. In everything, give thanks. I believe every time we pray, our petition ought to be layered with thanksgiving. How about you? You said, I don't have anything to be thankful for. Yes, you do. And I have 2 sermons, and tonight, well, I'll preach tonight, and you'll realize you have something to be thankful for. I didn't know which one to preach on, but I do know I got a lot of hurting people. So the petition is in everything, give thanks. Let me ask you a question. When you pray, do you always thank God in your prayers? Or do you rush to say, give me, give me, give me? God help us. And then our priority. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. See, our priority is the will of God. Our priority is following God's will. Somebody say amen. And then the person in Christ Jesus concerning you. But I am interested in the first 4 words of verse 18. In everything, give thanks. How many read that? Now, notice it did not say, Jeff, for everything. Didn't notice that, did you, Rich? It didn't say that. It said, in everything, give thanks. Whew. So what's that mean? Does that mean I'm going through cancer and I thank him? I'm going through diabetes and I thank him? I got some people in my family that hate my guts and I thank him? I got situations out of my control and I thank him? Whew. Are y'all with me? How many starting to tune in a little bit? I thought I'd preach on this. Why I am thankful for that which I am unthankful. Did y'all get that title? Why I am thankful for that which I am unthankful. I'm just trying to let that sink in a minute. Then I want to read something to you. Now, this is not everybody, and please tell everybody not to get their feelings hurt if I don't mention them this morning. And I won't mention everybody because I am not possible to remember everything that's going on. But I want to talk to everyone, but I got a lot of people. Since this pandemic, I've had more funerals than I've had in any year since this pandemic. I've never had this many. And so there's a lot of bereaved people that I'm talking to. I've got teenagers like Leah Strope, who both legs are, she's fighting pain in both legs and uncertain if she'll ever walk again the way she should. People like Judy O'Brien, who tomorrow is going to, or today is going to Lexington and have a procedure done that she now has to do every 2 weeks. People like Paul Spurlock, who suddenly had blockages on the bottom of his heart, and right at this morning, his pulse is going down to about 35, and they can't understand it. People like Jeremy and Brittany Atkins, who walked in my office Friday and wanted to see their preacher and showed me a picture. And when I first saw the picture, I was rejoicing. And it was of two little babies. They got twins. And I can't explain all of it. They explained it to me. But both those twins are together, perhaps conjoined, but we don't know that. One of them has a likelihood it could die. And if it dies, it may take the other one with it. Some of us walked in here with no problem. And my heart breaks for them. I think of Jim Morris, one of the most faithful men in the church. He's laid up, him and his wife. Brenda Cook, she's had 80 to 120 surgeries, and I can all count. I think of the people that has depression today. I think of the people that has cancer. Edna Sheets, Connie Jeremiah's, Jim Markham, Amanda Jeremiah's, Joe McKay, Raquel Anderson, Ernie Yates, Donna Little, Tori Childs, Larry Curry, Cindy Elkins, Al Eastman. And there's several of them that have been given real bad news. And what do you say to them this morning? They're going through it. What do you say to them this morning? I look back at people like Eddie and Selena that had went through a terrible, traumatic time. How do I tell them to be thankful? But the Bible said, in everything, give thanks. How about this? All things work together for the good of them that love God. All things, not some things, all things. Am I preaching? So why or how could I, and this is the message, thank him for what I'm not thankful for? And I'll give you seven thanks and I'll be done. Number one, I would never know what prayer could do if it wasn't for the unpleasant things in life. I would never know. See, what trouble does, it drives you to your knees if you're a child of God. How many in this room ever been in that experience when nobody's around you, but there was a God in heaven and you were desperate and you went on your knees and said, God, I'm claiming Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I'll answer thee. I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking. And you'd never know the sweet power of prayer if it wasn't for your adversity. What do you think got Roger Westfall back in church today with a mask on? He was near death. But it drove us all to our knees. It drove us to a thrice holy God who begged for mercy on that brother's behalf. You'd have never knew the blessedness of prayer if it wasn't for that experience. Am I right? Hey, we're all guilty of only praying when trouble comes. We ought to pray all the time, but there's just something about when trouble comes and God allows it. So it'll bring us to our knees. And it brings us to a dependence on him. We need to depend on him. Whew. Chad, I got 7 points, so I better hurry. It's hard. And by the way, I wrote these down this morning. It's brand new. I'd have never known a life of prayer if it wasn't for some things I'm unthankful for. But I am thankful for. Number two, whoa, oh boy, this here cracked me right in the head. I'd have never known patience. Tribulation worketh what, child of God? Patience. What's it work? Patience. And patience experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts. I am an impatient person. And God has, from time to time, allowed some bitter experiences. Throwed in some bitter stuff. Come on. To bring me to a patience. Sometimes I'm not patient with others. Sometimes I'm not patient with him. Come on, somebody help me preach. But I tell you what, you get knocked down and you need an answer, it'll teach you some patience. You get in a place where you can't fix it yourself and you can't handle the situation. Oh, you're gonna learn some patience. Somebody help me preach. And you ought to thank God that God allowed you that so you can be more tempered, that you can have a better attitude. Amen. Oh, I got so much I want to preach to you, so I'm moving a little quicker. If it wasn't for the unpleasant things of life, I would have never realized God's power. You'll get that in a minute. For us to realize God's power, sometimes we got to get into something difficult and then look back at it and see how God brought us through. He may not have took the situation away, or he may have, but God did a miracle and gave you power like you've never had before. You'd have never had it if it wasn't for that trouble. You never had it. You never experienced it. I've had people say this to me and said, "You preach in power. And we're with power." You said, "How's that? Hey, that doesn't come accidentally. God has to drag you through some things. God has to allow you to go through the good things and the bad things and beat you about half to death. And I'll tell you what will happen to you. Once you rise up out of the ashes, you'll have the power of God like you've never had it before. And he'll use you like he never used you before." Am I helping you? We all say we want power, but we don't really want to count the cost to get it. Am I preaching? I'm taking my time. Number four, I hope you're writing this down, or this won't be a long sermon. If it wasn't for things that we were unthankful for, we'd have never knew God's provision. I'm going to put my mask on because I'm walking down there a minute. Y'all bear with me. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You never know God's provision. See, God came through. I'm going to walk down here. Come here, you two. Come over here in the middle with me. Sweet little couple here. Been married 2 weeks and they're holding hands yet. All right. I love this boy right here. Know him his whole life. And I know he's been through some stuff. He went through some stuff as a kid that he's grown out of, a lot of it. He's still hooked on him a little bit, ain't it? I mean, that's just natural. He went by faith. He went by faith and went down to Florida to minister. And I'm going to tell it like it was. He wasn't treated like I treat my staff. I just say that much. He went through a lot. It was kind of ugly. He called me up, counseled with me. I loved on him. And it wasn't fair. And by the way, it didn't even work out. However, he would have never met his life's mate if it wasn't for the adversity and the problem and the year-long of suffering. He would have never met the prize. Some of you don't get the prize because you're not willing to go through the grief. Somebody help me preach right there. Am I preaching? See, God's got something for you. And you ought to be thankful. Now he can look back and say, he don't even remember all the distasteful stuff. All he can remember is the joy of his life, the love of his life. Thank y'all. And I can use some more illustration. Amen. How many times have you went through something? And it might not have turned out the way you wanted to, but you knew God provided for you. How many slip up your hand and rejoice? How many can wave at me and say, God is good? Let me hasten. I got to take this thing back off, about to choke me to death. I already broke out in a sweat. Number five. Whew. Oh, I like this. You would have never knew the peace of God that passeth all understanding if it was not for the things ordinarily you'd have been unthankful for. They drove you to a place in midst of your chaos and your crisis. You found out what a still small voice is. You found out what peace really is in the midst of a storm. When you can't tell nobody, when you can't talk about it, thank God you can go to him and he can give you a peace that passes all understanding. Cindy Elkinson was in the office a week or so ago. She has stage 4 breast cancer. It's in the bone. Went to Columbus to get a second opinion. I haven't heard that opinion. She got a tough road ahead of her. I mean tough. Come into my office. She had a mask on, but I could tell behind the mask was a smile that wide. And she said this. God got this. Amen. I'm thinking in my mind, how's he got this? And she says, God's got it. I'm trusting him. Then I go back in the book of Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. If you're here today and lost, you had no clue of what I'm preaching about. But you can get it all. Are you listening to me? If you're lost, you have no idea what I'm preaching about. But if you're a child of God, how many of you, you've been in some dark times. You can't even understand it. But there was something that come over you like it was peace like a river. Amen. That came and satisfied your soul. Yes. And came by and gave you sweet words of comfort. Amen. And said, it's going to be okay. And calm you down. Amen. See, in my life, there's been some times I went off like a cheap watch. But then God come and said, easy, it's okay, I got it. And gave me a peace that whatever happened, it was going to be okay. Am I helping anybody? Yeah. Number six, I'm rounding the corner. I need to get this to you. And I hope you'll get it. I never knew God's protection. Now, I probably need to explain that. What do you mean you never knew? I've had God take me through something unpleasant to protect me from something really bad. Some of y'all, do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, you had something unpleasant. Was bad, but he did it and allowed. to protect you from something that was devastating. And when I went through the unpleasant, I thought that was bad. But I realized what devastation was. That wasn't near so bad. Is there anyone here really realize how much he has you in his hand? And how he protects you from so many things? Come on now. Somebody help me. Lastly, and I'll be done on time. In everything, Chad, give thanksgiving. Thanks. What's the next phrase, Chad? For this is the will of God. Lastly, I'd have never knew his purpose for my life. I remember as a young preacher who had such a heart for God, and I still have it. And you know, I'm wanting to go full blast in the will of God. So I asked God to put me full-time ministry. And I might use the last 2 points to explain what happened in my life. Me and my wife was anxious. I got called to Belva, West Virginia, to a church who candidate me on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And I want you to know, Sunday morning, you would have thought I was Charles Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers. And I believe if they'd have voted Sunday morning, I'd have got 100%. But they're always a Sunday night. And I preached Sunday night. I used an example of a man some independent people don't like, but did a great deal for God. And that's Billy Graham. Now, maybe I don't agree with some of the direction he went, but before I criticize too much, he did keep it clean. And he did a lot to help people. But I told how he got saved. I wasn't talking about him. Well, it made those independent fundamentalists mad as they could be. So they brought me up for a vote. I got 8 votes. I got the deacon board. The rest of the church voted against me. You said, what happened to you? I was devastated. My wife said, we thought it was it. But I go back to the last point. I've seen the history of that church now. They ain't got enough people to put out. And you know what God done? He protected me from that. And it wasn't 6 months later that God showed me the ultimate purpose for my life. And it's right here. And by the way, whether we like it or not, all that goes on in our life is for his purpose. Amen. I don't understand it all, but he's got a big, big purpose. And I wonder how many in this room today, that if you're unsaved, I want you to come up and get saved. But our Christians that are going through something, that God spoke to you this morning, you ought to just come up here and thank him for that which you're unthankful for, and give him glory. Stand with me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. How many know you're saved? Raise your hand. Raise them up if you know. Think about everybody. How many of you are not sure you're saved? Raise your hand. Anybody? How many needed some of this morning? Raise your hand. Folks are coming and praying. Why don't you? Father, touch his body of believers. Help them to come forward this morning and just thank you for the unpleasantries. The things that actually made us and we just didn't know it. Now God, touch, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you coming?